Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. So check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code HFPOD for 20% off your order. Farmer owned, Vermont grown, Sunset Lake CBD.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. Got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hey, listeners, I want to tell you about a sponsor, Music Masters Collective. They're a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere. Every week, they host different events, all with the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like Oteil Burbridge, Trouble No More, former members of The Band, Milk Carton Kids, Nikki Glaspie, Bill Frisell, Sean Colvin, and many more. This June, join the Fab Four, Joan Osborne, John Sebastian, Marshall Crenshaw, and a great group of faculty for the debut of Magical Mystery Camp. This all-inclusive, once-in-a-lifetime music vacation experience in the heart of the Catskills will be packed with nightly performances, workshops, speakers, song circles, open mics, and a lot more. If you're a performing musician at any level, bring your instrument. If you're a music lover, bring your good spirit. It's an amazing experience for individuals, friends, and couples alike. Registration is open, spots are filling up, so check it out soon. And scholarships are available. Check out magicalmysterycamp.com/helpingfriendly to learn more.
Osiris.
Hey everyone, it's the Helping Friendly Podcast. My name's RJ. I'm here with Jonathan and Megan, and we are doing another special episode presented by Smartwool. Thanks to Smartwool for sponsoring the podcast. Jonathan, Megan, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing great. Thanks, RJ.
It's fun because we usually have these topics that are like about specific shows. So when it's like a little more open-ended, it's fun to just kind of like, you know, I think we learned a lot about each other the last time.
A little bit, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I think we did. And now today we're going to talk about favorite outdoor venues. And now I'm inspired because after our last conversation, I might want to go camping again to see a show. I don't know. I think I've talked myself into it now.
Well, let me know. Right on. Let me know. If I can leave my kids at home, I'm in.
Okay, great. Jonathan will bring the gear.
Jonathan can bring the gear. Or at least visit us where we are.
I'll stop by.
Yeah.
You just mentioned, Megan, we're going to talk about the best outdoor venues to see fish. To talk about the venue, do you have to have seen fish there? Or can you go based on reputation?
I'll allow anything you guys have. I trust you people. You're not going to come up with any nonsense based on, you know, poor information, right? Maybe nonsense based on good information, but
I think we should.
I was looking at shows I had been to, but yeah. I also, of course, have a list of outdoor venues that I've never been to that I want to go to. So
yeah, there are a couple of those, but I wouldn't attest to those myself. But I understand if you want to maybe drop a quick wish list in here. I think that's not crazy either.
Well, maybe we should do one round of places we've been and then a wish list in the second round if we want to. What do you guys think about that?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when I was thinking about this question, Jonathan, I don't know how if you'll agree with me or not, but I was thinking that like Merriweather is actually one of my favorite outdoor venues to see fish. And I think it's because all the shows are, they're almost always great shows. And I don't know about the actual venue or the location, but it's just like one of my, it's one of my favorite venues to see fish. So you can refute my suggestion if you want.
But Jonathan, you don't get to talk about the traffic. You have to exclude it from the traffic.
You brought up the location.
Fine.
I will not refute it because it's your favorite.
One of my favorites. So don't feel bad.
It's not on my list, but I have a confession to make. Yes. I have realized in the past year, I don't especially love outdoor fish. There are exceptions. And wow. I'm here to talk about those favorite places. So this would be perfect.
Wow. Wow. That is huge.
Kind of understands. You know, I was at a show this weekend indoors, and it's so nice to not have to worry about weather and the lights. It's just the sound is better. I get it.
Man. I like indoor fish.
Yeah. I mean, totally different experience. And I agree. Okay. Well, Jonathan, I want to hear yours next.
Okay. Well, I have two, and one I won't spend a lot of time on, but I definitely mentioned in the last thing we did, which is Limestone, Maine. I mean, if I were to pick one place that I've seen fish before outdoors, absolutely just one, I would go there again in a heartbeat, but that won't happen. That said, of actual venues, I have a new favorite for outdoor venues, and it is Dick's.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a fair amount about Dick's that is not wildly off standard, right? But there are so many things about that venue, the way it runs, it sounds, being in near Denver, all of that, it's kind of perfect. And one of the things I really love about it, and it has to do, of course, with the time of year when the shows happen there every year, is that it gets cool by the end of the show. So you got to bring in a hoodie, bring in a little, you know, flannel shirt, you know, some sort of cover. You got to change up from the sweltering heat that, you know, this year at least, that you may have experienced in the parking lot. It's going to transition all the way to hoodie weather by the time you're walking back to the car. And I love that. Only happened to me once at Merriweather.
I think that's fair. I mean, I texted a friend today. It was 45 today when I took my dog for a walk at like noon. But it was like sunny in 45, and I texted a friend and said, like, this is my favorite weather. And maybe that makes me a strange person, but it's rare to see a fish show where you get like temperate weather.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's part of it. And the one fish Merriweather show was mid-September, and that's, you know, it's only happened that one time. So it's not fair to blame fish for that other than they make the calendar.
I saw you there in 2014.
Yeah, I mean, I go. I'm just saying it was not cool by the time we walked out of that place. It was still hot.
Nope. Yeah, always hot. It's always hot there. All right. Well, we're going to talk about more of these because we have to do a couple of rounds.
We got to hear Megan's.
Yeah, what's your first?
This is hard because most of the time when I see fish outside, it's like an East Coast shed. You know, it's nothing to write home about. You know, it's not like Madison Square Garden, or, you know, it's not like the Gorge or Dick's. It's just like Camden, you know, it's like Jones Beach. I don't know. You know, they're not like amazing. I mean, Jones Beach this year was pretty cool because I had a good spot right near the water, but there's one venue that I've been to up here outdoors that I really thought was cool. It's not my favorite outdoor venue. I think that would probably be like the favorite place I've ever seen fish outdoors is Red Rocks, but they don't play there anymore. And second to that, it's Shoreline, because it's just a magic place, you know, and it's a place I always dreamed of seeing the Grateful Dead. And so to see fish there, to me, that's the ultimate. But Randall's Island is actually a really cool spot to see a fish show.
Nice pick. Show, kind of a deep cut.
Deep cut, right? But it's an awesome place. It's kind of hard to get there. But once you're in the venue, it's set up so well. They have like, you know, you're on this cool, like you're on the water in New York City. So you have these cool views everywhere. And they have all the like beer stands and everything are like lined up on the side. There are never lines at any of them. They had tequila stands, you know, rosé. They had beer. I mean, it was like New York City, you know, you've got everything. It was easy to get everything you needed. It was great. It was a cool venue.
Rosé, I think they should go stands. Back. I might be able to get my wife to come.
Exactly.
I wonder, do you think they'll ever go back there? Those shows were so great too.
It was so fun. And I was surprised that they haven't gone back. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the MSG thing, like, but yeah. It's the summer and they usually, I don't know. It's weird. I hope they go back. I thought that was cool.
I don't know if it's fair to put the Moon Palace on the list, but definitely one of the best outdoor venues to see fish. And I'm very excited to go back in a couple months because we're going to be hanging out down there, Megan.
I know. I'm going for my first time. I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. I don't know if that's fair, though. I certainly don't need
It's not
socks.
Fair to me.
It's not,
I'm kidding.
Not fair to Jonathan.
And you don't need socks.
You don't
I'll
need
be
socks.
Here in Virginia looking for my warm socks.
But you know what? You need your like long sleeve tee for like in the hotel room after, right? When you're just like sitting around, relaxing.
When the air conditioning is just really kicking.
It's too cold. Maybe down to the buffet line. It's probably chilly, you know? I don't know. I've never been, but Mexico. Yeah. You need some layers for the air conditioning.
Well, I had like I probably had the least cool choice given that I said Meriwether. So now I need to come up with something.
So let me back you a little bit though on Meriwether, and then I would throw in along with it another one, which is Meriwether is like I can't remember it. You know, it's designed by a pretty major architect. They have since shaved off the top and lifted it up, dropped it down onto the ground, then lifted it up. And it doesn't look the same as the original design, but, you know, it had some classic design. It's built kind of in the woods. There's still big trees around. It's kind of cool. Another one that has some similarities in all of those ways, except I don't know the designer at all, is The Man in Philly. It's, again, it's not... These are older sheds. I would shout Wolf Trap in Virginia. I would never want to drive to Wolf Trap for a fish show in whatever century we're in. But I wish I had gone in 93. Some of those sheds have character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Meriwether, they've been trying to beat the character out of it over the years. And to turn it into something akin to No Fun Pavilion or, you know, Camden or whatever. And
yeah,
you know, if anybody had named one of those places, I would have logged off.
Well, it's a little bit unfair for me, but because The Man is a mile and a half from my house, it's like pretty amazing to drive 5 minutes and be at a fish show.
it's great. I've been there.
That's
really good venue. I mean, they're like, that's a good spot.
The pictures look really cool too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. And I think they like playing there. I've seen a bunch of shows there actually over the past couple of years. Megan, what else do you have?
I really like the Greek Theater in LA. I saw fish out there and that was like insane. That was like exactly what I had always dreamed of, like West Coast jam band scene being like. You know, you've got like the mountains and the California forest, you know, behind it. It's just like it's LA. I don't know. It's cool. It's such a different vibe too. I think the lot there was just so different. I remember there was like, this was 95, fall 95. And there was like an MTV VJ there, like interviewing people like in the lot, like it was because it was after Jerry died. And so I think like things were like, fish was starting to have attention. It was very weird. I was like, whoa, this is like a new thing. It was crazy. But I think that venue is awesome.
That everything about that story is weird and a little show offy, and I'm kind of jealous that you were out there for those shows.
It's pretty amazing. I saw Ghost of the Forest at the Berkeley Greek Theater.
Berkeley.
I've seen, And I saw very a bunch of shows though. There when I lived out there.
Very different,
but really, really amazing to see a show. I mean, just incredible. But the LA thing, I mean, you win. Jonathan, I want to hear more from you. My one, I think my one, besides the Gorge, which we talked about last time, I think my one wish in terms of outdoor venues to see fish is the Santa Barbara Bowl. It seems like an amazing spot.
It's gorgeous looking.
I've heard that as well. I think, you know, I would probably like to experience fish at Red Rocks, but I probably wouldn't go to the effort of trying to slay the dragons to get the tickets to see fish at Red Rocks. Because, well, it's not going to happen. They'll just play dicks again. But
yeah, I think that is dead. But
yeah, I don't think I have a lot of, like, we talked about the Gorge last time, and so far as the camping experience or challenges, and the Gorge looks pretty, but I just don't know that I'm bothered by it. Is that wrong?
It's a lot. No, I think it looks like a lot. You're not. No, it looks overwhelming. It looks like a lot for sure.
But I think it's got to be like a, to me, it's like a one time in my life. I got to do it.
Yeah, I think that too. It's like a bucket list thing. You got to do it. You know what else I have to do one time that I've never done? I've never admitted this either. I hope I don't get like, I don't know, X'd out of this community, but I've never been to a fish festival.
Amazing.
I know. Awesome. Can you believe that?
They stopped having them at exactly the wrong time.
Because I just never did the ones in the 90s. And then I couldn't because of like where they were and where I was in college. And then, yeah, just, you know, life moved on. So I'm really hoping to have one this year.
Well, the only one that I went to was, what was the one called? Magna Ball. That's the only one that I've been to. So I got on late.
You went to Coventry.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Does that count? I guess it does. It has to.
Played music. It, does. It counts more than Curveball.
That's true.
We went to Curveball.
We went towards Curveball.
We did towards Curveball. That's a good point.
Oh, so sad.
That's a good point. That is a fair point. Do you guys have anything else on your wish list or anything else that you want to say about outdoor fish venues? And we need to keep this conversation going about outdoor versus indoor fish, because I think it's I think it's controversial. I think we all agree, but I think it is controversial.
Oh, we should open that one up in another episode and bring in some other voices, I think, to get some real fire. And I can vehemently disagree with people on various
And
points.
I'm not necessarily like 100% on the indoor thing. Like, I just see the perspective of it. I'm not sure if I had to choose which one I'd choose.
I am.
Jonathan
but
is.
The beauty is I don't have to choose.
You don't have to.
But it might explain why you see me at so few summer shows.
It's true.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. I guess Megan and I will continue our quest to see amazing outdoor venues around the country, and Jonathan will continue to couch tour from while we go to the shows, and that'll be fun.
I will book sweeter and sweeter hotels.
I guess we're gonna have to go to
in
go
the
to
seats
Dick's
behind
to
the stage that don't exist outdoors.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. Yeah, we're gonna have to go to Dick's. Exactly.
There we go.
All right. Well, thank you both of you for going through this, and thank you to Smart Wolf for presenting this episode and supporting the podcast. And we'll talk to you all on our next episode, which will be coming in probably a couple of days. Thanks, everybody.
Osiris.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.